A car bomb hits a church in Iraq. Muslims celebrate Ramadan. What's the Christian response? And a Bible app is reaching people in resistant nations. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hopes for a peaceful Ramadan were shattered when a car bomb exploded outside a church in central Kirkuk, Iraq. Officials say 23 were wounded in the attack. The blast damaged the church as well as neighboring structures, says Open Doors' Carl Muller.
When a church is bombed like this in Iraq or anywhere else, we have to look at those precipitating opportunities. And here on the very first day of Ramadan, to have a church bombed in a country that is known for violence against Christians, I think there's an opportunity to link those two things together.
He warns it's likely there will be more violence during Ramadan.
The fact is, the extremists in that country are still bent on extermination of the church.
At the same time, the remnant church sees this time as an excellent opportunity to share the hope of Jesus.
They are the ones who end up witnessing to neighbors who look at their situation and say, why? And they get a chance to testify to the reality of Jesus Christ in their life.
Muller's encouraging you to pray for the remnant church in Iraq, but also
pray that the Spirit of God penetrates the lives of Muslims.
Meanwhile, today marks day four of the month-long Muslim observation of Ramadan. Out of the 1.6 billion Muslims in the world who are likely celebrating, 86% don't even know a Christian who could share the gospel with them. Pioneers USA's Encountering the World of Islam teaches believers to effectively understand Muslims and convey the gospel through in-person and online classes. Ramadan's the perfect time to learn and pray. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Southern Baptist World Hunger Fund is running out of money just as the worst famine in 60 years hit the Horn of Africa. Baptist Global Response says before the African crisis came up, there was just enough to keep things going for six more months. The additional strain of taking on famine relief means time's running out. Most of the countries affected by the crisis are Muslim-dominated. BGR teams act in the name of Christ, which means open doors for the gospel. You can respond at missionnetworknews.org. Next, girls are being rejected by their families in Togo, West Africa. That's the word from the Mission Society missionary Asahu Kapuki, who explains why.
Many of these girls will be rejected from the parents due to the voodoo practice. The parents want them to remain on the voodoo, and the girls want to be different from the parents. So all these girls will be rejected from their families.
According to Kapuki, this is a widespread problem in Togo. So he's taking them in.
When we see them, we bring them to our training center. We teach them a trade. We're teaching them sewing and cooking and hygiene.
The goal is self-sufficiency. Currently, they have 48 girls in their program. Kapuki says they are coming to Christ.
We have a Bible study in our program, and everything we're teaching them, we try to include a biblical verse, and many, many of them have come to know Christ just because they are part of our program.
And all obstacles to spreading the gospel are crumbling with one little click. The faith comes by hearing Bible.is app now offers scripture in 542 languages for free download on smartphones and more. In recent months, National Director Troy Carl has even seen countries resistant to the gospel relax their guard for the app.
One of the things we found is that there's no resistance to the distribution as long as it's coming in through technology.
Faith Comes by Hearing receives thousands of testimonies a week.
We do get people commenting on the fact that this application, by hearing the Bible in an audio form, not just reading it, has actually restored them, brought revival to their soul, and even some have come to Christ as a result.
You can be a part of this work by downloading the app to your smartphone or even supporting the ministry online. Spread the word.
There'll be 5 billion smartphones by 2016 around the world. Our goal is to make sure the Bible is on every one of them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India or Nepal from Global Action. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out the information completely, and you could win a blanket distribution trip to India or Nepal, where thousands need blankets in the winter months. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.